In our global hit today turns to the band Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. They recorded their latest album in New Orleans. We featured Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars and their extraordinary story a few years ago on the program. Two American documentary filmmakers were in West Africa looking into the role of music in the lives of refugees, and they came upon a group of musicians in one refugee camp that became the focus of their story. These were trained and self-taught artists who had seen family members brutalized and killed in Sierra Leone's nearly 10-year-long civil war. Music brought these people together, and it continues to hold them together, as you can hear on their New Orleans-based recording, Rise and Shine. Stop making more weapons. I don't make them to limitation. That's rude. Don't you see the danger that will come if you continue? Global warming is under threat. Global hunger is under threat. Ruben Karoma is band leader of Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. Ruben, tell me why you recorded the new CD in New Orleans.
Well, we recorded it there because we really want to create a new blend of music, like African rhythm added to New Orleans kind of rhythm, and see what will come out.
What was it like for you walking around New Orleans? I mean, coming from Sierra Leone, I remember in the documentary that came out a few years ago about the Refugee All-Stars, you sing a very acoustic kind of what they call in West Africa palm wine kind of sound. Did New Orleans and walking around New Orleans and absorbing that atmosphere change your music?
Not really. You know, when I walk around New Orleans, it reminds me about our country, because it's like the war really destroyed our country. And then if you walk around, you would see ruins of the war. And that's the same like New Orleans. If you walk around, you see the ruins of the flood that happened. And you see a lot of poverty. But what really attracted me in New Orleans is the very strong music presence. I mean live music. Everywhere you go, clubs, restaurants, you see live musicians play. And the other thing with New Orleans music, although it's a little bit different from African music, when you listen to it, you can really find some African elements within the New Orleans music.
What was your favorite collaboration?
Well, my favorite collaboration is Jamassi.
Jamassi?
Well, Jamassi is a reggae song, you know, and we are trombone shorty. He's a very popular musician in New Orleans. And then other guys participated. It's really a very good blend that I always admire.
What does Jamassi mean?
Ja means God. And Massey, it's like M-E-R-C-Y. So it's like we really need God to have mercy upon us so that there would be no war, natural disasters, all those things, you know. Jamassi.
You spoke about how Freetown and New Orleans look a lot alike, Ruben. New Orleans was hit by a hurricane. People fled. Sierra Leone was hit by a brutal civil war. Many fled. Many, as you well know, as refugees, former refugees, were also killed. Was there something in these two traumas that brought you and the people of New Orleans instantly closer when you were there?
Yes, because people who find themselves into the same situation, they always think alike. It has to do with expressing their grief, expressing their frustration. And that's the same with us, you know.
When I think about the incredible documentary that filmmaker Zach Niles and banker White made about your group a few years ago, it's extraordinary what many of you in the band witnessed during Sierra Leone Civil War. And now that some years have passed, I'm wondering if you can tell us what music has done for the healing process.
Well, music has really reformed our lives, you know. In the early days when we quitted our country, we came to the neighboring country, Guinea. When we started playing music, it's like our lives started reforming. And the other good thing is when we met with Zach Niles, they decided to really expose our talent into the Western world. And so music has done tremendously well for us because our lives have changed. Most of us are taking care of our children's welfare, our people, and we're moving, we're rolling everywhere, you know.
Rolling like a refugee.
Yeah, rolling like a rolling stone. You know.
Ruben Karoma, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Marching on your way with compassion, just to see that you're a wise man. Marching on your way with compassion, just to see that you're a wise man.
Watching All Your Ways from Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.